Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Howdy there, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show from the KALC studios here in Denver, Colorado. Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app. You can find us there too. I was listening to the Odyssey app yesterday. I thought the thing was pretty darn good, actually.
Didn't you cut out on you or
anything? Well, we get complaints about it cutting out and cutting us off, and I don't think, you know, that it's a lie by any means, but I had no problem with it yesterday. But you can find our podcast there later on today. Welcome to a Wednesday, November 13th, right? Is that right? 13? Good morning,
yes.
Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
How you doing?
I'm a little concerned about everyone because there is a lot of people all over I-25 this morning. I don't know if people are not getting a lot of sleep, but they were swerving all over the place.
No kidding.
Yeah. Like, one guy literally went from the far left lane all the way to the right.
What the?
One swoop. No what? Turn signal, nothing.
Did you hit him?
No. I stayed away from him. I was like, oh, man.
Good morning, Spadell.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good,
stare at this good. Colorado Candy Company candy, trying not to eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've sworn it off today.
Oh, yeah?
You know,
I don't believe you.
Yesterday, listen to this, okay? Yesterday, you know what? The only thing I had all day long was sugar.
Yeah.
Sugar.
Well, it's delicious.
I ate Colorado Candy Company, dropped off. John came by yesterday, dropped off a big old box of candy. I ate that all morning after he got here. And then I went home, and I wasn't hungry, obviously, so I didn't eat lunch. Then later in the afternoon, I ate a big old bag of M&Ms.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and that's all I had yesterday, sugar. So when I woke up this morning, I felt like crap.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, all that sugar in my system. Plus, I'm a Snickers away from being a diabetic, you know? That's what the doctor told me.
Yeah, you're right on that line.
So as of this morning, I've sworn off all sugar, maybe for the next week. 2 weeks.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, like 2 hours maybe.
No. You will not see me in the candy from Colorado Candy Company this morning.
Are you sure that brittle's not calling your name
right
now?
We're not going to see you because you're going to sneak to the office and eat it.
No, Spadell.
I got to go to the bathroom.
Spadell, I would feel so bad because I've made a promise, man. You know, I don't break promises to myself. Now, I'd break a promise to you all day long. Okay. Or to Carson or to Jamie. Jamie. Where is Jamie? Jamie!
I don't got a text.
I don't either. Yeah.
but I will not break the promise to me. I've got to cut back, man. I got to take it down a notch. That's just too much. All day long. That's all I had.
You went ham yesterday morning. Yeah. I was actually like,
I didn't eat dinner. I didn't eat a lunch. I didn't eat anything but candy.
It is delicious, but yeah, that's not good.
Breakfast of champions. Get some brittle in here.
Oh, my God. What am I doing? And you know, a doctor's warning, I don't know why. I don't take it seriously. And you should. When you,
absolutely,
your doctor tells you.
Yeah, you'll take it seriously when they're like cutting your foot off because you're diabetic.
Yeah, cut my foot off. Yeah. Oh my God. Hey, maybe life's not so bad with one foot. I don't know. I mean, I've never done it, so who knows, right?
Yeah.
By the way, I was just reading a story here on the squirrel. You know the squirrel Peanut?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They put out why they put him down.
Why?
Yeah, well, we'll get to it a little bit later on. All good morning, Jamie.
What?
How you doing?
What?
What's the matter?
Everything's fine. It's all fine.
What's the matter? Pumpkin?
Everything's fine.
Come on. You can tell me. Everything, I'm your friend.
Fine. Everything's fine. Fine.
I'm your friend.
Everything's fine. Just keep on doing your show.
Was it a rough morning?
Just keep on doing your show. Here's, what about
we had a good show going, too. Carson's tired.
Yeah.
Oh, cars were swerving on I-25 this morning.
There was Trudeau's. One guy going 9 miles per hour. Like 9 miles per hour.
Oh, and
I'm like, oh my God, could you just pick up? I mean, are you stoned?
There's something in the water this morning, I'm telling you.
And if you are going I-25 north, if you're going I-25 north off of Bellevue, there's a guy all the way across the on-ramp.
Thank you.
He ran out of gas or something, but he ran out while he was turning, and he's all the way across it. So that's going to be a
pickle. People are crazy this morning.
It is nuts.
Hey, speaking of which, did you see that Cybertruck that's become a tourist attraction up in Seattle? Have you seen this yet?
Yeah, is it because it's broken?
They think it's broken down.
Yeah.
They don't know, but you can even find it on Google Maps. It's become a pinpoint on Google Maps. They've pinned it, and it's become a tourist attraction that people are going to it every day just to look at it.
Yeah, because it's broken down.
It's been sitting there for like a week and a half. Yeah. Nobody knows who it belongs to.
I saw one yesterday that was wrapped in purple.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yep.
Why?
I've seen that too. It's ugly.
And it doesn't have advertising on it or anything like that. It's not to catch your attention. It's just purple.
That's wanting to be seen.
I guess so.
Yeah, if you've got a big purple Cybertruck.
It is hideous.
Where's it at?
It's just driving around. I don't know.
Oh, you just saw it on the road. I thought maybe it was in your neighborhood or something.
No.
Oh, God. Is there any in your neighborhood?
Mean to act like we're better than that.
Is there any in your neighborhood?
We have tons of Teslas, but not the Cybertruck.
You don't see the truck?
No.
We have one.
Yeah.
We have one. That parks down at the park. They bring their kid in. I don't know what part of the neighborhood they live in, but we have one, and you can spot that. I mean, it's like a sore thumb out there.
I know you guys don't like it. I love it. I actually love it, but I don't. I would never make it purple, ever.
Yeah, no, that's a bad color.
I think I'd be embarrassed to drive one.
Dude, I'm already embarrassed to drive my Jeep.
I know. I mean, think about it.
Oh, my God. That thing, every time I drive it to Bud's, people come in and they're like, I was wondering if you were here. I saw your Jeep. And I'm like, oh, my God, I got to get a rental car.
Yeah. I got to ditch this.
No kidding. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show just getting started. We'll be right back. Hang in there.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Happy Wednesday. Happy Wednesday. Going to be 53 degrees today. Going to be pretty nice out there. Did you get rain yesterday? Snow?
I didn't. Nothing? Nothing. Absolutely nothing happened. Just wind.
Eh, crap.
That's all I had. I just had wind.
Oh. I had wind.
Yeah.
Clouds. Nothing.
Yep.
Nothing.
But my whole entire lawn, I'm sure you guys too, is just still covered in snow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's good.
Yeah. I was telling Spadil this morning, I said, I'm okay with the moisture thing.
Yeah.
Because we've got plenty right now. All right. I got an update on that peanut.
Remember
the squirrel?
I heard.
Can I give you the quick update here? I mean.
So this is why they said they euthanized him, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. They got rid of the squirrel. If you don't know the story, Peanut was a squirrel that was a pet in New York. Is that right? New York, I think it was, right? All right. And the guy, his home got raided. Somebody called, I guess, and said Peanut is a wild animal in a house, and they weren't happy with it, okay? So they raided his house and took Peanut. Well, according to the sources, they did not put him down immediately. It was 2 days later when they euthanized the squirrel. And they euthanized him because he bit somebody at the, I guess, the pound, wherever they take the squirrel. He bit somebody. So in order to test him for rabies, they had to put him down.
So then why did they get rid of the raccoon?
I don't know. They didn't say. They just brought up Peanut. I guess he's the only one people care about.
That's brutal.
No one cares about Fred.
They don't care about Fred, the raccoon. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
But you're right. They took both and they put them both down. But they're claiming, I think it's BS. That squirrel didn't bite anybody.
Well, because it doesn't make sense. The raccoon also went.
No.
Yeah.
They're covering their butts, right?
Yeah. But you said, what else did you say? There's a big conspiracy that, the monkeys.
The monkeys.
Yeah, BJ. All right. Yesterday, BJ just off the air went ballistic about monkeys.
But you agreed with me. You do agree with me, I think.
No, I said it differently, but go ahead.
But if, all right. So the monkeys. The monkeys are, what, 43 monkeys, I think it was? Mm-hmm. It's a bio lab. That's very important here, okay? It's a bio lab. And they've been testing on these monkeys, who knows what for, and what they've injected them with. They escaped because somebody left the door open.
Right, but they said none of them had had any treatments. Mm-mm. Sure.
Yeah. These are monkeys that are virgins when it comes to testing,
nothing's
okay?
Nothing's happened to 43 monkeys.
Yeah, right. Okay? They're not going to tell you that they're running around with Ebola. Right.
So then they said that they got them. They captured all of them. Right. They said they captured all of them. But I said to BJ, they didn't tell us if they captured them dead or alive.
Yes.
Yeah. So my thought is they probably took them down. You know,
but
they don't want to say that.
I think that they had a major emergency on their hands, and ever how they could get that monkey, they took that monkey dead or alive.
Because they didn't say they captured them all alive. They said they captured them.
Yeah.
That was it.
But these monkeys ran free for almost a week.
Yeah, they were out there.
There for a while, they only had 25 of the 43, and who knows? And do we believe they actually caught all 43? I mean, think about that for a minute.
That's going to be hard to do.
Monkeys are pretty slick.
Yeah. They have to tell us if they did or didn't, because if you find one spare one somewhere, you're going to be like, dude, you miscounted. You know? Yeah. So the number I think they got right.
But. Yeah, look, you can call us skeptical if you want to. That's fine. But I'm not buying this BS. They didn't capture all the monkeys. There's a couple out there somewhere.
Yeah. And I remember they were asking people not to come around there. And I'm like, I know why. Because they got some stuff inside their systems. And if they bite you, you're going to be like,
who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah, right?
That's crazy.
God, you turn into like we a just Smurf don't buy or something.
It. Is that considered a conspiracy theory that you and I are starting?
I forget that, you know, I mean, look, I realize that we do testing and stuff, but I forget that we do some wacky stuff in this country.
Oh, don't kid. In every country, right?
Yeah.
I mean, look at the COVID thing. Yeah. I mean, that's a good example right
there.
What it did to the world.
Yep, what it did to the world.
Yeah, these monkeys. There's some monkeys out there, folks.
And I say this every time, and I know it gets old, but, you know, we created the killer bee. It's the craziest thing to me that we, as humans, created a killer bee.
How'd they do that again?
In a lab. And they got out.
So they were experimenting and doing cross-pollinization. What's it called? Yeah,
pollinization. Yeah.
And they created these bees?
They created the killer bee.
Spadil wants to weigh in.
They were trying to have honeybees be more survivable, and they combined it with a different bee that I think is from Africa, and then that bee is like super aggressive, so then they made killer bees.
Yeah, and those killer bees are no joke. I don't know if you've ever seen the videos in Arizona where they take over an entire building. Like, they just swarm it, and they will not give up.
They do not stop.
If you get stung by one.
Oh, you get the whole pack comes after you.
If you get one, you definitely have them all on.
If you have one, there's a thousand. Uh-huh.
They latch on to the CO2 emissions from your breath, and then they just go after that.
It's like hornets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you been watching documentaries?
It's kind of common knowledge. Sorry. Yeah.
With your breath?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like with hornets.
Latch on to your breath,
They'll attack like lawnmowers and stuff, too.
Well, like hornets will tell the other hornets. They're like, dude, there's BJ over there. Get him!
Get him! We're like Wildlife Central here. This is pretty cool. I love animals.
Right?
Yeah. That's crazy.
I don't want anything to do. I get worried about those killer bees all the time, especially if you visit Arizona. Because, I mean,
have we ever had them here?
In Colorado? I don't think so.
I don't think we have.
I don't think so.
Might be an altitude problem for them.
I think it's the weather, but definitely Arizona has them.
Yeah.
Oh my God. They'll cover your car. Like, completely cover it.
No kidding.
Yeah, they can't get to you.
They've been found in Colorado Springs.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh, they're down the road.
They're right down the road, man.
Oh no. Thanks a lot, Schmadil. You and your stupid documentaries.
You should have said no, dude. Come on, you're scaring the public.
They're right down the road, dude.
Right.
He does watch a lot of documentaries. That's why he's so smart.
He really is.
He gets it, man.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Man, there is, you know, some days there's nothing and some days there's a ton of stuff. Today is a ton of stuff. First of all, Michael Strahan, if you don't know this, he was standing for the national anthem, and his cohorts, they all had their hands on their hearts. He had his hands clasped, and people were outraged. Although we talked to a lot of different veterans, and they said they don't even put their hands on their hearts. They just stand at attention. So it's just a personal choice if you want to put your hand on your heart or not. So I guess he addressed what happened on Sunday. Number one.
I want to address what happened this past weekend. I'll tell you the truth, is that I was caught up in the moment. I'm looking at all these young sailors standing there at attention before the national anthem played, and I'm thinking to myself, how incredible to be that young and to know that you want to do this. Like, it's such a commitment, but you're willing to commit to something that you know gives us our freedoms. Plain and simple. I'm just sitting there in amazement, in which I'm always amazed, because I don't take it for granted, no matter where we go around the world, from Afghanistan to all the military institutions here in this country. And by the time I looked up from that moment, all my Fox guys had their hands over their hearts, the national anthem playing. I somewhat panicked, and I'm like, do I be the fool that puts his hand over his heart after? Or do I just stand here with my hand in front of me respectfully? Which, that's what I did. That's what happened.
By the way, a great explanation.
Right?
That is awesome.
Because I would be in awe too. I kind of watched some of it and it was amazing. I mean, they're on an aircraft carrier and it's the USS Kansas City or Kansas, whatever it was. And it was amazing. I mean, it was a little, like, you got goosebumps. And I actually told my girlfriend, because she's in the Navy, I'm like, you got to watch this.
Yeah, I saw it too. Yeah. It made you feel proud.
It did.
It did. It gave you that American spirit, man.
America!
Yeah.
Whatever people say. Merca. Merca.
Merca.
You know, and his explanation is dead on, man. I believe him 110%.
A Daily Mail reporter then showed up at his home. Here that is, I guess.
Don't come to my house.
Do you have
Don't
any come to comment?
My house, what? Man. Come to my house.
He throws his phone into the bushes.
Why would you come to his house?
It's rude.
It is so rude. Yeah. I agree. Like, what are you doing?
I wish he would have punched you.
I know, right? Don't come to my house. Speaking of coming to your house, did you guys see that both Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce both were robbed?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The homes of NFL star Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce were both burglarized only hours apart last month. The sheriff's department reported that the burglary of Mahomes' sprawling estate in Belton, Missouri, was reported around midnight on October 6th. Kelce's home in Leawood, Kansas, was broken into during the early morning hours of October 7th. A police report from the Kelce home burglary said his back door was kicked in and $20,000 cash was taken.
Wow.
Who has $20,000 cash
just on hand?
No kidding. $20,000 was taken?
I have change in a like a jug.
Yeah, that's what I have. Two of them full of change.
You might get, if you came into my house, you might get $15.
Yeah?
Maybe.
In actual cash?
Well, there'd be some change.
See, I was dumb. I put it in like this jug, like this old moonshine jug. I put all the change in it. Well, I can't get it out.
No. You just have to smash it if you want to get it out.
It bottlenecks in the neck of the bottle. Yeah. So anyway, good luck with that. Yeah, but he had $20,000 cash in his house, and they took that. That was Travis Kelce. And then I guess Taylor was so freaked out after the game, knowing that it had been burglarized, that they stayed in a hotel because they weren't going back. So
this was back October 6th, right?
Yeah. And then I guess on that day they stayed in a hotel. I get it. Like once that happens to you, you feel
violated.
Yeah, you do. And you feel like they know everything about your house and stuff.
And they can get in whenever they want.
So I'm surprised he doesn't have security there.
Yeah.
You know, especially with Taylor there. I'm surprised that she doesn't have, maybe they were with her. You know, her people. Anyway, so that's a little unsettling. The other story is, okay, so you know how I like The Voice? Well, I caught like the very end of it last night. The very, very, very end. And all of a sudden, they're like, next week or tomorrow or however many days it plays. I never know when it's on. It feels like it's on all the time. MGK is going to be on it.
Nice.
What?
Is he going to be like a mentor? Or?
A mentor. Oh, yeah. Cool. I didn't see that one coming, though.
No,
they haven't even promoted that. Yeah, so, I don't know. It looked kind of cool. So I just wanted to give you guys a heads up that MGK, Machine Gun Kelly, he's going to be on The Voice soon. I don't know when. They just said, coming up. You know how they do that crap. Tom Brady has admitted that he's a horrible father, which is weird. I don't know why he's doing this. He was speaking at some conference or whatever, and here's what he had to say.
All the parents in the room know that being a parent is probably the hardest job all of us have. And we screw up a lot, and I've screwed up a lot as a parent. So I don't want to seem like I'm some expert in parenting, because I'm certainly not that. I have three amazing kids that I just try to be there. I try to just be dependable and consistent for them. And honestly, whatever our kids choose, as we know, to do whatever they want to do in life, we got to support. And again, the blessing my parents gave me was when I was that long shot as a kid who was a backup quarterback on a freshman team, they never said, man, don't do that. It's going to be too hard. Let's do something different. Let's think about another backup plan. They kind of said, you know what? Go for it. Whatever you want to be, go for it. And that's probably my parenting style. I have a son who's 6'5" and wants to play basketball.
He's taller than you.
Yeah, he's a little taller than me. And he goes to school here in New York. He's 17. And unfortunately, he jumps as high as I do. But I tell him, dude, you're going to be a stud. I said, wait till you hit your growth spurt. You're going to be jumping higher. You're going to be dunking. And whether he does or not, who cares? But I want him to know that his dad's got his back.
I do love those stories where, like, he says he was the backup quarterback, and then now look at him. Yeah. Michael Jordan, he didn't make a team once, you know, like in high school.
Yeah,
I do like those
JV
stories.
Team,
yeah. So always tell your kids that when they don't make the team. Just go, well, Michael Jordan, you know him. He didn't make the team either. You're fine, son. You're fine, daughter.
Yeah, but when you're a dad and you take your kid to football practice, and you sit there and watch.
Wait, I can't really hear you.
What? And you realize, not a shot in hell.
Oh, God.
He's going to make the team.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was there once.
Oh, really?
You know, so I can speak from experience. It really is depressing. In a way. That ride home, you've got to pump him up for the next day for practice when he knows he blew it. And I know he blew it.
Yeah.
But we're trying to be optimistic about it. Oh, Jamie, it's tough.
Yeah. You just tell him the Michael Jordan story.
Yeah, it took
get
us
out there and do it again.
I know.
Next year.
Well, we didn't exactly go the Michael Jordan route. What we did was turn in his equipment 3 days later. Here, coach. And the coach, this is absolutely true. And the coach looked at me and said, yeah, all right, thank you.
Oh, boy.
He didn't even try to talk us out.
I agreed with
him. I thought he'd say, look, all right, give the kid another chance. It's only been a week. He'll catch up. No, he said, all right. Thank you.
Wow. That was not nice.
Yeah. Football, man. I love football.
Yeah, boy. I can see. Yeah, that's kind of...
Really picks you up.
Yeah, I know. All right, I have a ton more, but I'll have to get to it a little bit. There you go, tablet trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.